So I just cried right now. And yeah. So it got me thinking, and I was thinking about it a lot. I was thinking about my childhood, like all the trauma I can remember in my childhood. Feel like I also hurt some people on the way. I feel like I got hurt by a lot of people on the way. And I kind of thought about this. Maybe the reason why I'm so childish at such a late stage of life, you know, like I'm 22. This is not something like I do realize I'm acting quite not my age, even though that's what I should be doing. You know, I can't take up responsibilities. I'm just fucking child, a mad child. And yeah, I was just going through possible reasons that, you know, the place I am in right now, like what could have got me here. Now and here's the thing, I think it's maybe I couldn't, I'm just reliving out the child in me, the childhood in me that was robbed when I was an actual child. Maybe that's what it is, you know? Because from all I can remember, I was always just forced to be an adult, even when I was from the youngest age of my life. Like, I was forced to give up on all things, you know, just to get, just to feel normal. You know, I put myself in the shoes of my younger self. And from what I can remember, it's like I should have been an adult to cope with it. It's like when I was maybe like as a child, like I didn't play with toys, or I just found them to be very childish, even though I kind of had a wanting for it deep within me. It's like I just wanted to play, but you know, I just kept reminding myself not to play, because you know, I can't afford to play that often, you know, in case I get actually start liking to play with toys, I probably wouldn't be having them. So I was like, I might well as learn not to like them. And what's the best way to not like something? You belittle it. You feel like you're an adult, and you put yourself like, that's how you feel superior over your friends who have everything over you. It's like you just find them to be, hey, you're just a child, you know. That's not the case. Of course, they're a child. They're 6 years old, but so are you. Except that, yeah. You keep doing this. What happened? I never played much, I guess. That's what it is. So feel like a need to explain what play means, but I'm not gonna do it because, you know, it's not just playing. That's what you're thinking. It's mostly has to do with playing, but there's a lot of other things in it. Kind of feel bad for my mom now. I don't even know who was responsible, because they equally have the big negatives. growing me up, but I don't know who was. Can't remember. I don't know why. Probably weak. I just have a weak memory. I genuinely don't remember. All I do know is my dad comes home almost every day. And, you know, he's like very, very angry, and he just shows it all to my mom. Like sometimes to me, but mostly to my mom. But then my mom shows it to me. I mean, I wish she was angry. She was never angry at me. It's almost like downpour on me. Like she just put all the emotional baggage on me. You know, she used to cry all the time with me. And you know, I don't know. I just wish she was more stronger enough to fight him. I wish my dad was. I don't know. This is the thing again. I don't blame both of them because whatever state they're in, it's probably because of how they were raised. So who do I blame? My grandparents? Then again, it's like the state they're in, probably because how they were raised and the kind of friends they had around. So you know, can't blame anyone if I keep tracing it back. So that is what existence is. It's like. Nobody's responsible for who they are. It's just fate that's going around. Like, everything is external. You know, it's all math. You can predict what someone's great-grandchild would become if you have the right resources and technology. But we don't. But why am I even saying all this? No, something I should be saying, but fuck. It's like, yeah, I was saying this because, you know, like sometimes I blame them and I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't blame them. They're not even responsible for how they are. Yeah, and that's helpful. That really puts me into perspective. And I don't hate them for that. I don't hate anyone for who the how they are. Like, once you adopt that perspective, it's a very mature way of looking at things. And I'm so happy I did it. I did it quite recently. It's like, been thinking like that for the past like 1 year or so. But yeah. Come on, yeah, I keep forgetting that this is public and people can watch it even though no one's gonna do it. And if someone does do DME, I know none of you are, but oof. This surprise how jobless people are. Like, if you can make it till this end, now 8 minutes of some guy crying over his like small little problems in life. I'm sure other people have big, very, very bigger problems, you know. Sexual abuse and shit like that. That's a horrible childhood. I'm never nowhere close to that, but you know. To each their own. Ta-da.